Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. So on this fourth Sunday, I'm always reduced in time, but that's okay because we letting the Holy Ghost have his way. And come on now, you just let him have his way. So I'm going to share a little something with you. Can I share a little something? All right, you know. But we've been talking about the importance of knowing. Say knowing. There's a lot of people that think they know, but they don't know. We got a lot of people that know what they want to know, but not what they should know. So we've been tackling this subject, and Yahweh's been revealing some stuff to us. Go to Yohanan or John. John, the 8th chapter. And we love to use the Hebrew words and names because they mean something. Say they mean something. So bear with us because we're going to reveal this knowledge. There's knowledge in a name. Yeshua's name means he will save, he will deliver. And that's exactly what he's been doing. Anybody saved? Anybody delivered in the house? Hey, that's what I'm talking about. So we go to the 8th chapter of John, Yohanan, and the 30th verse. And again, I say the Hebrew concept, the deepness of what we're talking about is that when you know something, say you own it. You own it. Who wants to own something? You know, I don't want to rent stuff. I'd rather what? Own it. Because when it's yours, it what? It belongs to you, right? Tell your neighbor it's ours. We own it. So the concept of knowledge is that once you've been introduced to knowledge, you what? You own it, right? So when we go here to John, the 8th chapter, it said, and the 30th verse, it says, as he spake these words, who spake these words? Yeshua, our Savior. Many what? Believed on him. And in this day and age, there's a lot of people that say they believe on him, but we finding out who's really a believer, right? And so the 31st verse says, then said Yeshua to those Jews which believed on him, because say there was a lot of people believing on him, but he was making a difference. And he was saying, there is a characteristic of those. I know you guys are hanging out over here because you say you believe, but there is a characteristic of those that actually do believe. And the characteristic is, he said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples. What? Indeed. And so a lot of believers, they have a form of godliness, as the Bible says, but they deny the power thereof. And so what we're doing is like, in these last days, we have to be the true believers. Last week, we were talking about that the Father is seeking those that are going to worship him in spirit and in what? Truth. So truth is connected to knowledge. Truth is connected to knowing. Who wants to know the truth? Who wants to know a lie? Don't raise your hand. But I know what you mean. We got to be careful, right? We want to know what? The truth. We don't want to receive a lie. We want the truth. And so it says, if you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And the 32nd verse ties it together for us. It says, and you shall what? Know or own the truth. And the truth will what? Make you free. And so when we're talking about knowing, that is the Greek word genosko. Genosko means that it is a getting to know that comes from a relationship, right? So that's why in that day of judgment, he can say, the people are going to say, Lord, Lord, he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you, meaning I never had a relationship. I never had genosko with you, right? So you want genosko. Say, I want genosko. See, I want to know that, I want a knowing that comes from a relationship. I want to know the Savior. I want to know Yahweh, and I want him to know me. When that day comes, I want him to say, well done, my good, and what? Faithful servant, right? And some folks thinking that they faithful servants, they ain't. I have this thing where if something's not real, if something is not authentic, I take the first letter off. So fake gold is old. Fake diamonds are I'mems. Fake saints are ain'ts. And I want to be a saint. I want to be a real, authentic, genuine, what? Saint. And there's a lot of people that are saying, Lord, Lord, in these last days. But I say, oh, I'm a Christian. You can meet Christians in the club. Y'all bump in and say, hey, oh, you going to church tomorrow too? Hey, I'm going too. We going to call it a night at about 2 a.m. So you meet a lot of people, but are they demonstrating the fruits of a believer, right? And then some of y'all think y'all got it. We, you know, I don't club, and you know, I don't have no illicit relationship, and I love God. I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? And maybe they're not doing all that crazy stuff, but are they really, as the word is speaking of in John 8th chapter, the 31st verse, are they continuing in the word? Because you're his disciple, if you what? Continue. And some of us put it on pause, right? We hit the pause button. I'm a believer, but and then you put the pause button, and then you break it down and you drop it like it's hot. And then after you finish dropping it, you get back up again, and then you hit the play button. And you keep on what? Playing and starting all over again. Don't play with God. Don't play with Yahweh. Right? And that's what we, when we were kids, we used to do something because we didn't know better. We would play church. And what's playing church? You act like you touch, you act like you doing stuff. But some people, I dare say, in this day and age, are coming to church, but they're playing church. I gotta expose it. We used to have a sister here that you say, expose it. I need somebody to take her place. Somebody say, expose it.
Expose it.
Thank you. When you hear something that's revealing, say, expose it for me, please. Can we talk? Can we expose it? Do I have your permission? No, you're not giving me the word, though. All right. So let's go to Hosea. Now, there's something that I need to expose real quickly. And I only have a few minutes. I'm sorry, Internet, iChurch, that it's not going to be as long, but we're going to get something in. And so when we go to Hosea or Hosea, the 4th chapter, the 6th verse, Yahweh is speaking to his people. He says, my people. Okay. The devil's people aren't including in this. Because he's talking to who? He's talking to his people. He's talking to the church. He's talking to you. He's talking to you. He's talking to me. And he's saying, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And I think I need you to know that the knowledge that we're talking about for the lack of knowledge, that the reason why we're destroyed is da'af. Say da'af. Right? D-A-A-T-H. And what is da'af? That's the Hebrew word for what? It's a different kind of knowledge. It's the kind of knowledge that has to what? Be put into practice. You got to keep on working it. Say work it. You got to work this knowledge. That means that you can't just hear the knowledge. You actually have to put it into motion. You got to do it. You got to do like Nike. And what does Nike say? Just do it. Right? So it's not enough. Say it's not enough knowing. Say you got to do it. And so that's what the off is. It comes. And everything, let me get something clear to you. Every shred and piece and jot and tittle of knowledge that you get in the word has to happen this way. Everything that you hear, you have to what? You have to put it into practice. You got to do something. And that separates the real believers from the, I hate to say fake. It separates the saints from the ain'ts. And let me say that again. It separates the saints from the ain'ts, because somebody's going to say, well, you ain't, this, I'm saying this side is ain'ts, and they're going to get mad at me. So I'm reversing it. The sheep from the goat, the wheat from the tare. Because the Bible says, let them grow together. And then one day, he's going to separate them, right? So he's going to separate the saints, what? From the ain'ts, and the saints from the ain'ts. Okay, we're going to keep it even. And so the off, we have to operate in that. But let's rewind. My people are destroyed. And so what y'all think is destroyed means I'm going to die. They're going to have a service for me. They're going to put me in a box. Not necessarily. Your destruction is taking place while you are yet alive. And why do I know this? Because what I do is I'll go and read that word destroyed, and then I'm going to go to the Hebrew, and the Hebrews is called dama. Say dama. Destroyed, dama. And guess what it means? It means to be dumb or silent. Not only that, it means to fail or perish. It means to be cut down. It means to be cut off. It means to be undone. It means to cease. And we have believers that are experiencing this. How do I know? Because sometimes folks don't even know that you're a spirit-filled believer. You at work and you are dumb and silent. Can I do it? Okay. They don't even know that you even attend a church, let alone the church for truth seekers located in Long Beach, California, 3960 East Gilman Street. Well, we use the name of Yeshua and we delve into the Hebrew and the Greek and we get the real true meanings and the deep meanings. Yay, the deep things. Do I got any folks in here that want deep things? And you know, I'm not saying that we better than everybody else, but what I'm saying is that we dig deeper. So if digging deeper is better, then you say what you want to say. But as far as I'm concerned, I want the deep things. He says he'll reveal the deep things to me if I want the deep things. Do I got any other people that want the deep things? So you ain't got to be dead to be destroyed. Let's get that straight. Don't get it twisted. There's some stuff that you're missing out of, say right now. There's some stuff that you ain't getting what right now. There's some stuff that heaven is silent on you right now. Because you're not operating in the fullness, right? We don't even know your testimony. Y'all ever did something for you, and you won't even open your mouth and tell us. Why? Because you're silent. Come on. Hey, somebody asked you a simple question, but you can't answer it because you won't even come to Bible study. You won't even open up your own Bible that you're supposed to at least own. At least you own a Bible. You're not renting Bibles. I never heard nobody renting Bibles. But you got your own Bible and you won't even open it. So when they ask you a simple question, you can't even answer it. Why? Because you're dumb. Because if you won't receive the knowledge, this is what you're going to exhibit. You're going to be destroyed. You got the Holy Ghost living inside of you, but you're living in destruction. And you're not even dead yet. You're still alive and kicking. Hey, you are a believer, but you can't seem to get over. I mean, everything seems to be going wrong. Every time you turn around, there's something that's going wrong. Well, evidently, you must be in failure mode because people that are of a lack of knowledge and destroyed are failing. It's getting kind of quiet in here. What's up with that? Everybody was saying, expose it, and now it's like, What happened to my expose it posse? What expose it? Now, you know, you come to church and you was doing good for a while. You know, you was blessed and you was living in the overflow and you was like, hey, everybody. And then you stopped coming. Once you got your feel, we didn't even see you no more. After you got your job, we don't see you no more. After you got your overflow, we looking for you. And now that you gone, the worm has started to eat up your stuff that Yahweh blessed you with. And your stuff is now perishing. And you wonder what's wrong. Well, you was destroyed. You was living in perish mode. In the Bible, it calls it a canker worm. And the canker worm will do this. He will eat your stuff up. Because how Yahweh gonna bless you? And then you be like, okay, thank you, Yahweh. I got this now. Right. Yeah, I got this. Tell your neighbor that it happens all the time. Say it happens all the time. Boy, people have come to this church and they had a bus pass, but they stay and hang on for a while, and now they're driving two cars. Woo! No, they're driving two cars. Two. And then once they get the taste of the blessing, woo, we don't see them for nothing. Oh, but as soon as stuff start perishing, oh, guess what? As soon as they lose the job, as soon as the car get repossessed, as soon as a house go into foreclosure, then here they come. Pray for me, pastor. Pray for me, intercessor. Mother, please. I need a breakthrough. But it's the truth, ain't it? Yeah. Where my exposing posse? Yeah. And then, maybe that's not enough. You know, the blessings were coming and then you leave, but then, now the well done ran dry. And guess what I found out? My mother used to say, you don't miss your water to the what? Well run dry. Somebody was cut off. Say, man, somebody say cut off. You're destroyed. You were living a righteous, holy life. You was righteous. And then you were so righteous that you was pointing at other people and say, what's wrong with them? What they doing? How could they turn their backs on Yahweh, right? What's wrong with them? Oh, but then you become undone. And you start slipping and dipping and tricking and I'm sorry. Every time I look at you, I think about Tricky Ricky. But he's not. He's born again, transformed, baptized in Yeshua's name, brand new man. Come on, that's an old life. But is anybody walking in new life, in new life, in new life, me tell you something. He says, you're only my disciples if you... You can't be Sunday saints. Right? There used to be a song from Alexander and O'Neill and Sherelle. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. And there was this part that says, never on Sunday. Monday's too soon. Tuesday and Wednesday just won't do. Thursday and Friday, we can't begin. And then the Saturday love will never end.
You know that.
Well, I'm just saying, but that's how fake believers are. They say, no, I'm not going to do, it's Sunday. Oh, it's Sunday. But then Monday's too soon. And Tuesday and Thursday and Tuesday and Wednesday. Oh, but Thursday, I'm going to get it in. I'm going to go to Taco Thursday. Turn up my margaritas. Somebody, but wait a minute. You ain't got the memo. Taco Tuesday, it ain't just Taco Tuesday no more. It's Turn Up Thursday tacos. Yeah, I thought you knew. You the young folk, y'all supposed to know better than me. Do people are clubbing on Monday nights. And you will find yourself bumping and grinding if you... Oh, I ain't got enough time, but one more thing. So you had the joy. You was feeling good. But then you stopped coming. You became disconnected. And now, instead of joy, you talking about you depressed. You talking about you can't find your joy. And then you say you ain't got no peace. You losing your mind. Well, the peace and the shalom and the joy has ceased because you're living in destruction because of the lack of knowledge that you've allowed yourself to come through. It's gone. So you're silent. I hate to say that you're dumb, but anytime that you got an inheritance, that whatever it is that you need, you got a father that will provide it. Whatever that you ask in his name, he said he will do it. And you are going to turn your back on that. You're going to leave your inheritance behind. You're going to turn in your salvation for some bean soup. Tell your neighbor, they dumb. They dumb. This salvation that you got is precious. It is more precious than anything that you could ever, ever in this life put your hands on. So I'm going to open it up real quick, like, because we got to expose these believers. So nowadays we got a couple of, we can't tell who's who. Say who's who. I don't know. People wearing crosses and stuff. I mean, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, Pope's wearing cross. Amen. But yeah, I did. You know, I heard all this stuff being taught. I mean, being done. I mean, I did not actually sit there and listen, but from the feedback that I've gotten for everybody, I mean, he sat there at Congress, he went to these different places, but guess what? I didn't hear no word. Did anybody hear any word? Did anybody hear any scriptures being given? But yet, he had the whole world captive. Oh, he over here and he over there and he coming down here. Oh, and look at him over there. Look at him. But I didn't hear no truth. I didn't. If anybody can tell me some biblical truth that he dropped, I'll give you, like Apostle used to say, $50. But hold up. I'm not trying to talk about him right now. I'm trying to talk about you. So, we have in this day and age, and I'm going to be up real quickly, cultural Christians. What are cultural Christians? All right. Well, cultural Christians, they have a little right outward righteousness and behavior. Somebody say little. Little is a quantity. Now, last I heard of being his children, we have much. Right? But these cultural Christians, they got a little bit. They're God aware. Notice, I'm not using Yahweh because they are somewhat God aware, but they don't even know his name. But they have little personal involvement with him. Anybody come in? You come in contact with cultural Christians? I believe in the Lord. I believe in God. They don't view Yeshua as essential to salvation. But you know, I have my own concept of God. God speaks to me and he tells me that I don't have to come to church. I don't have to do those things. I'm like, well, what God are you talking to? Yes, you know, God tells me that, you know, as long as I can go to the beach and experience him in the waves, and he's talking through the waves and the crushing. And so Sunday I choose to be spiritual there, and or I might go on a hike and you know, I can look down on the city and he's speaking to me there, and so I don't have to go to church to do. Anybody know some? I know some. I don't have enough hands. And they affirm there's many ways to God. Oh yeah, you know, I know a wonderful woman. She does a lot of nice things. And she has TV shows and she has a TV network. Ooh. And she has so much money and she has so much influence, but she's cultural because she says there are many ways to God. There's, you know, we can go Buddha, you know, and it's a goodness. You can go Buddha. You can go to, yeah, amen. Or, you know, just a high, no, let's just say he's a higher power. There's a higher power than I. There's something, there's just this, you know, there's a secret. And as long as, you know, I acknowledge that there is a power, and as Hindus say, and there's a consciousness. And once you go to the consciousness, you receive a true consciousness. And all you have to do is sit and experience the peace of the consciousness, and then you enter into the realm of the consciousness, and therefore you connect with the consciousness, and you are conscious. Now, what does that sound like? It sounds like they don't even know what they talking about. It sounds like they unconscious. Because that's what I'm saying. It's a universal what? Theology, you know. A universal. I find God in a flower. I see the Virgin Mary in the cloud. I saw her. I saw the Mother Mary in a cloud. If a light hits your back door just at a certain angle, they're going to swear that Mary was on the window of your back door. And what? You say that, and what? Droves of people come to look for the cross that's shining on your back door. Okay, let me see. Did they find it in the tortilla? Is that what you're saying? Wait. Educate me. Somebody said saw Jesus' face in the tortilla. Okay. All right, then. I can't. Now, this is something that I can say I can't. I'm not going to do it. Then we have private Christians. All right, come on, private Christians. They believe in God and doing good things. They may own a Bible, but they don't read it. Does that sound like you? I'm sorry. But somebody say they own a Bible, but you only read it when I tell you to turn on Sundays. But all the rest of the time, you... And only about a third of them even attend church. And none of them are church leaders. They don't do nothing. They don't serve. Are you a private Christian?
Yeah.
Out of the mouths of babes. He's exposed. They expose it all. Okay. So are you a cultural Christian? Are you a private Christian? Wait. Can we go up to next level? Professing. You are a professing Christian. Maybe that's you. We doing a little better. You believe that salvation comes through Yeshua. Amen.
Amen.
And you focus on a personal relationship with God, Yahweh, and Yeshua.
Amen.
And you have similar beliefs to active, which we haven't even gotten to yet. But you got different actions. So you profess to be a Christian, a believer, but your actions are different, right? You say that you go to church and you do good stuff, but every now and then, your actions are saying, okay, so you want some, you want a few actions? Maybe you still cuss. Well, because last I said, if you are a born-again believer, you have a brand new language. You have a brand new way of talking. You have a brand new way of walking. You have a brand new way of expressing yourself. Behold, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, you think you better, you know, because I'm still cussing. No, 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 no. I'm saying that you are supposed to be better than that. Because he's recreated you. But guess what? Newsflash. When you say you a Christian and you cussing like a sailor, nobody knows if that cancels out. It cancels out. Wait. Let me take a poll. If somebody say they're Christians, don't you anticipate that they're going to have a vocabulary becoming of a Christian? You would think. And so then when they slip, shoot. Okay, well, the Bible tells me what is in a man or a woman will what? Well, I cussed all my life. Okay, well, that was your old life. Behold. All things have become new. Anybody want to still live in the old or you want to live in the new? If Yahweh's giving you a new car, do you want to continue to live in the old one? If he's giving you a new house, do you want to continue to live in the old house? Well, if he's giving you a new language and a new way of walking and a new way of talking, are you going to stay in the old way? Oh, see, it's getting quiet up in here. Maybe we got a lot of professing Christians. Well, okay, let me do it this way. If you're only a professing saint, let's see if we can find something else to qualify. You are less involved in church, in attending and serving. So we don't hardly see you, but you know, I see you today. You have less commitment to Bible reading or sharing your faith. You don't think it's even important to share your faith. And you don't think it's really important to read. And you may pray when things are not ideal. So when you what? Need something. Then you what? I got a prayer request. Mother? How many? Mother. You are a prayer warrior. I praise Yahweh for you because you are instant in prayer, you and your team. And whenever there is a request, you are on it.
Amen.
Y'all, she on it immediately. Now, just want to, do folks come to you with requests that sometimes you don't even, you ain't seen them in a long time? She said, most of the time. She said, a lot of time. Say that, mother, expose it. Expose it, mother. Wait, say that again. They call her 3 o'clock a.m. in the morning. Saying, mother, what? Don't tell me the specifics, but they're saying what? I need prayer. I need the warriors to what? I need thus, thus, and thus. Did you see him? Had you seen him? And when Yahweh blessed him with that, she said, because she said they asked for thus, thus, thus. And then when she lift up the thus, 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 and they get that, then what happens? She says they gone. We don't even see them. Until the next 3 a.m. call. 12 warriors. Let's thank Yahweh for the 12 warriors. But when they need something, anybody know somebody that you got a friend, F-R-E-N? Not a friend, F-R-I-E-N-D, but a friend. Because a friend, F-R-I-E-N-D, is always there. Through the good, through the bad, no matter what's going on, that friend is there. Guess what I found out? Yeshua is that kind of friend. He is that kind of friend. No matter what's going on, he's there. But then we got F-R-E-Ns. And you only see them when they need something. And when you got it good. And then they what?
Oh, what you? I ain't talking to you a long time. What's up with you? Oh, you went to Lotto. Amen.
Let's find out. And I'm going to end it right here. Who's real? We have active. Amen. Baby's telling the truth. Active believers. You believe that salvation comes through Yeshua Mashiach. Mm. You are filled with the Holy Ghost. You are committed. You read your Bible. You accept leadership positions. You invest in personal faith developed through church. You feel obligated to share your faith, and you have a healthy existing prayer life. Do I have any active believers up in here? No. Do I have some active believers in here? Hallelujah. Stay standing. My active believers, stay standing. Everybody, just stand up. The Father is seeking the true worshipers that are going to worship him in spirit and in truth. The Father is seeking, he's looking for. If there's any way possible that you can let him know that you're right here, can you do that? And if you were trying to get his attention, true worship from the inside does not prompt. Not because I told you to, but because you can't just keep it inside. You gotta thank him for everything that he's done, the way he's changed your life, the way he's transformed you. The answered prayer, the peace of mind, the joy that he has provided. Thank him. Thank him. We're here, Yahweh. We're here, Yahweh. Father Yahweh, we come to you right now in the blessed name of Yeshua, thanking you and praising you for the way that you've manifested yourself in our lives today. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you all the praise. We thank you, Father Yahweh, for these brand new lives. And minister to us as we leave this place, but not your presence, the importance of demonstrating that life, that others may see this light, that others may see this joy, that others may see this peace and this shalom that passes all understanding. When people see what we profess that you've done in our lives and they want to know more about you, use us in a mighty way in these last days. We give you glory for it. If there's some things that we've not done right and some things we can do better, we give it to you right now, Father Yahweh. Cleanse us with hyssop. Give us a clean heart that we may be able to go forth in all of your power and all of your might. And we give you that glory in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just bow your head real quick. Just bow your head quickly. I have to open this up for those who... Just a few seconds, I have to ask. You want this life. You're hearing about this life. You want to know more. You're saying, man, the word has really opened up some things to me. I want that. I want to start this relationship. I thought that I had a relationship, but maybe it's not at the level that it should be. And you're saying, hey, maybe I'm just a little confused. I don't know exactly what I have. We can share that truth with you today. You can get the answers that you need, and it can happen if you just allow us to pray for you. If you want us to pray for that, just raise your hand and that can happen today. Just raise your hand for that. You want that relationship to commence. You want to open up that relationship. You want this. You want it. You want this newness. Just raise your hand. Amen. That's one. It's real. It's real. It's a new way of walking, a new way of talking, a new way of experiencing him. Maybe, I'm calling for the next people, maybe you've had this relationship, but you've drifted away and you're saying, hey, I'm not as close as I used to be, and I know he's calling me back. I know. If that's you, and you need to be restored, you need restoration, just raise your hand. We'll pray for you for restoration, restoration. Amen, 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 restoration. He'll give you all those things, amen. Now, everybody has their head bowed, and we do that because we don't want any distractions, number one, but we don't want anything to distract you from receiving what it is that you need. The Bible tells us tomorrow is not promised. So if you raise your hand for any of those things today, heads are bowed, ain't nobody looking, don't let the enemy tell you somebody looking. Come get what it is that you need from him today. Today, today, right now. And if you raise your hand for anything, come where I am and I'll pray with you. We'll get it done today. We'll get it resolved today. We'll get the breakthrough today. We'll get the deliverance today. We'll get the new life today. Don't let anything keep you away from getting that today, today, right now. Hallelujah. Hey, join hands with me. Let's make a circle. Sisters, my brother.